Blog Talk Radio.
Started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team fucking here. Started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here. Started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team here. Next, started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team fucking here. I done kept it real from the jump.
Grudge Inc. is taking over social networking. To get live, in-depth coverage on current races, follow us on Twitter at Grudge Inc. To view the most up-to-date and exclusive footage, subscribe to our YouTube page at youtube.com/GrudgeInc.tv. To get an overview of it all, friend us on Facebook at facebook.com/GrudgeInc. And last but not least, we have a weekly newsletter that we will send out directly to your email every Monday. Sign up for this newsletter at www.grudgeinc.us. Once again, watch videos at youtube.com/grudgeinctv. Follow us on Twitter at Grudge Inc. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/grudgeinc. Grudge Inc. wants to be your number one stop for all grudge racing news and entertainment.
Alright, here we go one more again. You know, we started a new month off. It is June the 3rd, Monday night. Welcome to the Grudge Inc. Monday night with Jay Barnes. I just want y'all to know tonight we got some different topics to talk, a various amount of topics to bring up and discuss. I'm looking forward to a lot of hands to go up tonight. You know, I need we always need the support of the we always need the support of the fans, the spectators, the grudge racers, you know, to make this show what it is. And you know, why I'm on it now, y'all do know that you know, one of the first things I want to talk about is the Grudge Inc. event coming up June the 29th in Memphis Motorsport Park. Memphis Motorsport Park has opened their arms wide and open for us. The and for y'all that don't know, tracks around the country have been calling, trying to get us to come and bring our show to their town. For y'all that don't know, and for the ones that don't believe, Grudge Inc. is a phenomenon that is taking and moving fastly over the country, and the only people we can thank for that is the grudge racers. I just got a text. I just got a text that says, We'll never scared pay. Who in the hell butt naked and weak? So I don't know. We might get never scared on so they can talk about that. I don't know. You know, we have to see. I don't know. But anyway, for y'all that don't know, you know, we got, again, Grudging is a phenomenon that's taken over, fastly growing across the country. And it's to the think of the grudge racers that, you know, the only thing, you know, I want everybody to understand fully, Grudge Inc. has not done anything. That grudge racing is something that's been going on around the country at every track, every weekend, day in and day out. The only thing that Grudge Inc. has done is put a microphone in front of them and a video camera on them, and that's what's making the you know, this is not a new invention. It's just that the grudge races are just slowly getting a little recognition for what they do every weekend. Now, I want, today is the first. I got a couple of people I want to get on. If y'all bear with me, I'll try to get those couple of people on because we're going to talk about some upcoming shows. But now, again, just remember, everybody, that grudge racing is something that has been going on for shit more years than I can count. And so, again, when I speak in terms of Grudge Inc., growing and moving across the country, the only thing I'm really saying, you know, the only thing I'm really saying is that we can, that grudge racing is finally getting a little light that they deserve, you know. And I would like to invite everybody to come in and go to grudgeinc.us. Make sure when you go to grudgeinc.us, make sure that you scroll down. Make sure that you scroll down and see the video of the week. About every 2 weeks, we put up a video of the week. You need to really see this video of the week. And we hadn't had the opportunity to talk about that. That's something else we're going to talk about a little bit tonight. The video of the week. So make sure y'all will go to grudgeinc.us and check out the video of the week. And, you know, just let me know what you think about what's going on, you know. Y'all give me a minute because I'm kind of text and talk. I can't do both of them at the same time, so I have to stop. I have to take these damn short, so talk back with me for a second. Let me see here. One more. Hold on a second, y'all. I heard that this weekend everybody was going up to No Limit Dragway 41. They had put up a nice pot, you know, in a suspension, which I think is gonna be a real good race. In a suspension. Yeah. The suspension on 28, and I think the rain got that. So and I think it's being rescheduled for this weekend. And so for y'all that had planned to go to No Limit to pick up on that $5,000, make sure that you make sure. That you take that race out. And I think we calling somebody. I don't know. It ain't me calling nobody. Y'all got to quit me. You know I don't have an engineer no more. I find Lady A. So yeah, you know, it's just me by myself. I'm looking for an engineer. Anybody know I can find me an engineer? I'm looking for one. Bear with me 1 minute. let's go back to again. I'm going back to this weekend coming up. You got T5 in the game. I'm going to get T5 on if I can get him on so we can talk about the let me see. Biz, are you there? Can you open your mic, Biz? If you can open your mic, Biz, let me know if you can. Clark, you there? Let's see.
I'm here, Jay. What's going on?
All right, Biz. What's happening, Biz? What's happening, Biz?
Oh, man, Jay, I'm just taking it easy. Yeah.
Let me ask you something now. This weekend, you had told me you were going to 41 and that David was holding some money for you and that you were going to get it. I mean, did that happen?
No, unfortunately, you know, they know I was coming up there. And they did a rain dance for Saturday. You know, the last three little events they done had up there, these hat races, I done took the money home. And they did they all got together up there and did a old rain dance. And they rescheduled it for next week.
So they did that to keep you from showing up?
They intentionally did a concerted effort. It wasn't just one or two. It was 32, you know, it's a 32-car field. So they had 31 people called to the track Friday night and did some type of some type of seance and got them and got it to rain, so they went on and canceled the event.
God, I'm out of listen, what about it? I got a pop text coming out with Wayne Pay Butt Naked and Wick. What's that about? You know anything about that?
Hey, man, Jay, I seen a video. They made a video of Wayne and a few other people, man, talking about they won't pay. I'm going to have to get my man on the phone. I didn't like that. I mean, they made a concerted effort and made a video of, I mean, a YouTube clip. I wasn't too happy with that. You know, because Heavy Game is a good guy, man, and if they're gonna start labeling him as a non-punk out person, you know, I'll take offense to that. But you know, right is right, wrong is wrong. We got to see what's going on with that.
Well, I do know now, but I mean, I thought it was a joke or something at first, but it came from a blocked number, so I don't know for sure who sent it to me, but I read, I always read, I can always count on meatballs and stuff, but this didn't come from meatballs. So I don't know. I didn't know that was real. I mean, I got to try to get, maybe we need to get Wayne on this too. If that's something Wayne want to address.
It needs to be addressed, though, Jay. It needs to be addressed.
We'll do. Say a few words while I try to get him on the line right quick.
Oh, he said he on the line, Jay. Let me see if I can find his number.
Hey, what you say now?
Hey, Jay, Wayne Mike is open, Jay.
To re-record, press 3. For more options, press 4.
Hello?
Wayne,
hello,
doing?
Hello, hello.
Wayne, what's going on?
Hello?
No,
hey, what's going on, fellas? Everybody all right?
Hey, man. Let me cut this man. I'm gonna turn my polo music down for that.
Hold on, I'm walking outside. I'm at work walking outside right now. Hold on. 2 seconds.
Okay, y'all do know that I don't turn my music down for nobody, but this is something important that,
where y'all want me to start at?
Well, Wayne, listen, this is your chance, man. I got a blind text that asked a question, and it said, will Wayne pay Wick and Butt Naked? And I didn't know anything about it just then, and Ben just said about it. So what's
and the answer
on with
that
this,
is
man?
The answer to that is hell no. I ain't paying neither one of them motherfuckers.
No, I'm just playing. No, I talked to me.
Hey,
I talked to
Wayne.
Hey, man, you going to let me talk or what, Jay?
Okay, I'm sorry. You know, Wayne, yeah, a lot of shit. Hey, Wayne, shit, I talked to
Bud Mecca and both with today. When a man is owed his money, a man is owed his money. So I got to get that money to both of them. That is not an issue at all.
Okay.
That is not an issue at all. Now, the other little situation, Jay, I mean,
what's right is right, man. You was there firsthand, man.
You saw what happened. You know who won that race.
You're talking about the two Leons.
No.
That wasn't the two Leons.
The Johnny Quick and Young Money race. That's what that video is all about. And what happened is they feel that me, you know, man, representing Grudge Inc. in Michigan, they felt like I should have made Young Money pay Johnny Quick. And what I try to tell them, you know, is I think Johnny Quick won the race. He should have got paid. But I cannot make anybody pay somebody. I mean, I just can't do it. That's why when you race, you should always have you a DP man.
Right.
But at the end of the day, Johnny Quick won that race. Johnny Quick should get paid the money he is owed. There's no ifs, ands, or buts to it, Jay. That's all I can say about that subject.
Right. Well, I agree with you 100%. But what is the other camp saying? I mean, is this a bulldog situation, or they crying some type of foul? Or, I mean, what is it?
Aaron, you know, he felt like Johnny Quick hung him out there on the tree. And maybe he did, maybe he didn't, but Johnny Quick raced within the rules, so therefore he should get paid. Now, what happened is, Aaron was in the car strapped up. Aaron didn't know nothing about the bet going on. But
that's right. I remember Aaron hearing that. That's right.
Yeah, but, you know, it's kind of a catch-22, man. You know, you are a extension of your, you know, of that racing team. If that's who you roll with, that's who you roll with. Now, if me and Biz is on teams and I lost the race, I think Biz would be man enough to tell me, why you need to go ahead and pay them people.
Right.
You know what
now,
I mean?
Let me ask you a question, though. Do we know Aaron hadn't said that? I mean, Aaron can say that, but they don't pay. Do we know for sure that Aaron haven't said that?
I can't honestly answer that question. I can't answer that with a yes, to be honest with you.
So, you know, being fair, the one thing that I can sympathize with Aaron is the fact he said he never knew anything about the whole bet. And it's hard, it's real hard to be held liable for something you don't even have no idea. But
Aaron did not have $1 bet on that race.
Right. And so, but on the other side is, man, we keep saying this, every time we keep saying this, that's the whole reason the DP man came about. Because under pressure, under bad decisions, you know, the two people involved might not do the right thing. So, again, we got to make sure that everybody, when it's your best homeboy or if it's somebody you don't know, you know, you still got to put that money in a third person's hand and give them the rules that govern the race.
Well, the problem with that is, ain't no problem with that. That's the best way to do it always, a DP man, third party. But, you know, it's hard to dispute video. You know what I mean? And I was trying to stay out of it because it was a messy situation, man, but my name getting drug in the mud behind this because of my affiliation. And, you know, I just got to set the record clear. I mean, Johnny Quick should get paid, man. It's cut and clear, man. The video don't lie.
Well, and that particular day, I don't think it was an issue about who won the race.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think, you know, there's never been an issue about that part. And to my knowledge, the race was won.
Yeah.
I thought maybe they were trying to clash some type of technicality or something, but, you know,
fact rules. And, you know, I mean, I don't see it, but, that, you know, that's a lesson to everybody, man. And I know Johnny Quick said that he's going to make sure that everybody understand, you know, if the guys don't pay, man, I mean, your word got to mean something. You know, our word got to mean something, but we got to get, you know, by the same token, we need to do a little due diligence. And,
Right.
So wait, let me ask you, Jim, what else going on with you up that way, man? I mean, it ain't all bad news. The last time me and you talked, Wayne, you told me somebody else had your money in their pocket.
Technically, if you look at it from my point of view, yeah, they had my money in their pocket. But technically, if I was ruled disqualified, and I'm going to live with the decision that I was disqualified, so I believe that Brian Davis should have moved on to the next round if I was disqualified for touching that white line.
But
and,
what is that?
You know,
bring everybody up to speed, Wayne, because we got guys that's on here from Texas, Miami, and other places. So bring everybody up to speed of what really happened. What was the scenario?
Okay. We got this event up here once a month called No ET, where it's basically street racing at the track. So four of the guys around here, me, myself, Johnny Quick, Chucky, a guy named Dom, the Mexicutioner, and this team called Dirty Brown, Mike Panetta and them. We decided all to put $1,000 apiece in to race. Brian Davis was the alternate. Johnny Quick broke, so that got Brian Davis into the race. So we got four cars racing. So we pulled names out the hat. The first two names pulled out the hat was Dom, the Mexicutioner, and Dirty Brown. The next two names was, you know, me and Brian Davis. So me and Brian Davis was the second round race, so we decided to just go ahead and race because, you know, it was getting late. And, well, we wanted to get this done, so in case anything happened to our cars, we'll have time to recover. Whichever one of us won. Me and Brian Davis race. I touched the line. Brian Davis crashed. I turned on the wind light. Brian Davis crashed after the eighth. I got disqualified. Brian Davis was declared the winner. So the next two people up to race was Dom, the Mexicutioner, and Dirty Brown. Well, before they raced, they decided to split the pot and say Brian Davis was unable to continue because he tore his car up. Now, up in Michigan, if you tear your car up in a shootout, you are allowed to finish the race in another vehicle if that's what you choose to do, you know, to get your points or whatever. Well, they disqualified Brian Davis. They split the pot before they even raced. And in my eyes, I kind of felt like if y'all going to split the pot before y'all race, at least let everybody know what's going on because you have people betting on the side. And I don't think it's cool to let people bet their money and y'all up there racing and y'all really don't have nothing to lose because y'all done split the pot.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I mean? Because, you know,
yeah,
somebody might be betting
$500,
but you ain't got nothing to lose. So you might not take a chance you would normally take.
Exactly.
Because win or lose, you done got your money regardless. So anyway, Dom turned on the wind light, and, you know, that was the end of the event, you know.
And,
you know,
so on that particular one, then, let me ask you this. The guys, I know Brian crashed, and, you know, we always hate that. How's he coming? You heard anything on that?
Well, you know, he coming along fine. Checking with them guys, you know, you can't keep him down. You know what I mean? That's a motivated guy right there.
Was either any of those guys that you named in that shootout that you was worried about?
On that day, no. I felt I had the fastest car on the track that day.
And so that's why you're saying that they got your money in their pocket because that should have been a... But now, let me ask you, how well the track prepped that day or not?
Oh, the track was fine. I mean, I got down. I didn't knock the tires off not one time that day. You know what I mean? I mean, Milan has been doing an excellent job this year of prepping their track.
But now let me ask you something. Who is it for real? Now, I'm asking just your opinion. I'm putting you on the spot. On white trash, what tire do you normally run on that tire as a regular, 29 or 28?
A 28. I ain't never had nothing but a 28 on there.
So, and I know we're talking about, I'm bringing up Ryan. Can you whoop Ryan if both of y'all had a good track and with no arrows on neither side? Can you whoop Chucky?
I think it'll be a damn good race. I don't know what he'll run. He don't know what I'll run, but I...
The answer is no. The answer is no.
No. I mean, I don't want to talk shit while his car down. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
We're getting respect for that. Yeah, we're getting respect for that. I mean...
You know what I mean? What kind of guy am I to talk all types of shit in the man's car fucked up?
Right. I'm with you on that.
But I would like to say one other thing about the Dom and the Panetta thing. In no way do I think they was intentionally trying to mislead anybody about the race. I just think they went about it the wrong way. You know what I mean? I think they should have just let everybody know. Because, them good guys, I don't want to be trying to, throw them under the bus or nothing like that. I just think they should have informed everybody before they race, so that way you can give the people on the side a chance to make an intelligent bet.
Well, now, hold on. I got a text. It says,
The fans
don't need to know when someone split. It's a gamble. That's a text I got. So you don't agree with that?
No, I don't agree with that. You know, everybody's entitled to their own opinion. I strongly disagree with that.
I got you. Basically what you're saying is that the man who would normally, that people are betting on, that would normally handle his car a certain way, if the money is split, he may not do what he normally do.
Exactly. You know, and just to set our little scenario there, let's just say me and Brian Davis, our race was for the pot. Me and Brian Davis had already split that money. Do you think Brian Davis would have went and chased me the way he did, knowing that he already had money in his pocket, and take a chance of tearing his car up?
No. Why
would he?
Yeah. But if you might have named somebody else, yeah, Brian Davis probably would, though, because Brian Davis be trying to get your ass, you know what I mean?
And you know what? You might have a valid point on that one. but you got to understand, are we talking about Brian or are we talking about Chester?
Right. Okay. All right. He's showing up, he's trying to, make it happen now.
Yeah.
But now, let me ask you this. What else? I'm trying to, we got a race coming up in Macon on the 8th. I'm trying to get some of them guys on. I mean, you got some, between now and the July the 5th and 6th, I mean, you retired? What you doing? What you doing, in the next month? What you got coming up?
Hold on, Jay. You done jump from June 8th all the way to... Hold on, Jay. What about June 29th in Memphis?
Well, hold on. I was just going to say, let me tell you, there's a reason I was setting him up that I was playing checkers. His wife already talked to me about some shit that he got to buy if he's trying to make more relations. So I was trying to see whether his wife going to get that range she was talking about.
Okay.
I have some inside information and she had picked out a jewel, and she didn't say he couldn't make all the races. It's just a matter of, what cost he willing to pay. So I was trying to get him to commit to that, Ben. Talk for a minute. Let me, hold on.
But see, Jay, that's the reason I owe Whit and Punk and butt-naked punk out money is because the guy that tows me out of town did an unfortunate accident in his dually. And that's how I got from, you know, from state to state. I got my own truck while I pull my shit around here locally, but my big truck is down right now. So,
Hey, Wayne, you think you're going to better make Memphis on the 29th where you had a truck back running?
That's
maybe not.
That's going to
okay.
be tough.
Okay.
Now, Jay sent somebody for you to get me. Now, that won't be no problem.
Hey, you know, I've tried that before. I said somebody, he's supposed to stand on the side of the interstate with his bag. And man,
I am a witness of that, Wayne. He did try to send somebody up there. You might not have liked the boat that was coming to get you out of the sea, but it was a boat.
Yeah. I told Jay to send me the yacht. He sent the banana boat.
Wayne, you got some stand-up guys there. If those guys is at the place on the 29th, they'll run you and you won't have to pay no punk out because they really don't want punk outs. Them two there. I ain't talking about everybody, but them two there don't want punk outs. They want to race. So
if you can confirm that, I will lock back in and I will go out my way to make it because I don't like paying no punk outs.
Yeah. Well, I would do that. I would call both of them and see if their schedule permits to come to Memphis on the 29th. If I call them off the air and see if they can do that. And if they can, then we because that's what we want to see. Us fans, we want to see racing. We don't see no damn punk outs.
I agree. You know, I was looking forward to getting down there to DJ race, man. I really wanted to be there, but, you know, unfortunately, you know, other things happen sometimes. But that's all good to me.
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hello? Oh, okay. Y'all went out for a second.
I thought, did we knock Biz off too? At all?
No, I'm still here, Jay. I just put my phone on mute because I got the kids here.
Okay. But listen, Wayne, let me ask you another question. Wayne, do you mind if we pry into your business? I mean, if you mind, I'm going to go on to another topic. This is the Wayne's, the pry into Wayne's business topic.
Go ahead, Jay.
Wayne, what I'd like to know is, tell the truth now, who was the better driver, you you know who the hell I'm talking about. My mind went blank. Who I'm talking about, bitch? That
Jimbo.
Jimbo, who the better driver?
Hey, Jay.
Huh?
Hey, Jay.
Yeah.
Hey, Jay, T5 on.
Hello,
T5 on.
T5, wait, hold on, Wayne. I got that. You
got
to answer that question for me. But T5,
wait there. What's going on, Mr. J?
All right, T5, how you doing this evening?
What's going on, brother?
T5, I mean, you got something coming up this weekend. You don't want to tell us about it? You don't want to invite nobody? You don't want to say nothing?
Oh, no, man, no, Jay. It wasn't that, man. I had to nod it off over at my desk. No, I'm glad he called me. Thank you, brother, for calling me, Jay. I've been waiting on you. Me and Coochie have been waiting on your show all day. Yeah, we got an event coming up, man, this weekend, man, called the Bird Time and Shootout, man. We having a four-car shootout between myself, Goldie, Chris Jones, and Bam Bam, which his new name is going to be Peppers after this weekend. And then we having a 28 and 29 inch shootout. No chassis cars. No turbos, all nitrous cars. And we having a little Mandrill, a little street car shootout for $500 to win, $50 buy-in. And I think Biz is locked in with Trigger Man. And Goldie and Low locked in. And, man, we wish everybody come out and, you know, come out and support, man, support the show and have a good time. We got a couple of special guests from the house. I know Tony Wright told this bitch he was coming in that it's for anybody on 28 and 29. You know, we're going to come there again, I can tell you that.
That but let me ask this, who are the baddest four cars that you named? You said Bam Bam, Goldie, T5, and who the third one? Who the fourth one?
No. Chris Jones.
Chris Jones?
Yeah, bad influence.
No.
They are bad influence. But we can't hardly hear you. We can't hear you. Put your mouth to the phone. We can't hear you. But now let me ask you, all them four, being truthful, which one is actually the fastest car?
Jay, I think I'm the fastest. I think Florida's going to bring it home. Y'all ain't seen putting up the signs up on the video.
Your mouth away from the mic. We can't hear you.
What about now, Jay?
That's better.
Yeah, I say y'all ain't seen Nod putting up that Florida signs on Dolomite video, man. Florida can bring that thing on, man. You ain't got that to worry about, Jay. Coming to represent.
If I was a fed man, if I bet on you, I'm coming out.
You better bet on red, Jay. That's all I can tell you. You better bet on red.
Hey Jay, I got a question for T5. What's up, Fi? Hey, on that 28-inch shootout. What's up, baby? On that 28-inch shootout. Hey man, why y'all excluding turbos and superchargers, man?
Hey, man,
I want to play too.
You can play. You already got something to play with. I'm pretty sure you're gonna have a little extra action on the side too. Now we got something in there. We got a store for you when you come in there too, Jizz. Don't think you ain't gonna get no action.
Hey, but hold on, listen now. I'm gonna be real. A lot of people just want to lie. I ain't gonna lie. I ain't gonna blow smoke up your butt. When you get in a 28 or 29 shootout, you ain't got no skin in the game. I mean, why every time I got to go somewhere, I got to push. Let me get some of that free money sometime.
Well, you know what, Biz, man. I'm sorry, man. It's the first one for me, man. You know, we can't.
Okay, well, you know what? That's cool, T5. Give me a pass since I'm coming so far. Let me be the only supercharger turbo. I'm just talking.
It's somebody else coming there to grab a hold of your ass, man. So don't think you're gonna go
to
Trigger Man head up and be all right now. I'm just letting you know.
Okay, well that's what I like to hear then. That's what I like to hear.
Don't get some action now.
Okay, well I'm looking for action. Looking for action. All right, Jay, go ahead, Jay. Oh, Jay, I forgot. Hey, Donye's supposed to be coming down there. We got to check with Donye.
Donye?
So
you got to do all that checking.
Donye said that he was going to ease in on T5. He had a special gift for T5. And
I'm going to tell Biz and Jay the one thing. I want the same gift he gave me the last time. And Jay and Biz know what that is. I ain't even got to talk. Hey, y'all, you see it's quiet now. It's quiet on the storefront now. It's real quiet. Give me the same gift. Y'all, go ahead and find out if your partner coming, Biz.
Yeah, I need to.
Let's see if he's going to let you down this time.
Hold on, you know what? Yeah, I need to call him because Jay took care of that. So let me get him on the phone so he can know. Hold on.
And I'm back, y'all. I'm trying to get I'm trying to run the board. You know, Lady AS is five. So y'all know, y'all that don't know. And let me tell you something. I got another superstar on tonight. I forgot. I didn't know about that. Everybody, I got to speak to him. So anytime we get superstars come on, we have to recognize them. But I do know why he on. I do know why he is on. Let me find it. Right? Okay, everybody. Let me introduce this man here. I put the applause before I call his name. Believe it or not, y'all, Leroy is actually on the line. Leroy, are you on the line? Are you on actually on Grudge Inc. Monday Night Show?
Yeah.
Leroy,
yeah, 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 yeah. Hey, everybody. What up, James? Hey, everybody, what's going on?
What's going on, Leroy?
Hey, I'm going to record this show. Make sure y'all let Clark
hey,
know that Leroy is over here on this damn show, okay? Y'all make sure Clark Tom know what's going on. I can't wait to damn tell this shit. Leroy, how you doing this evening?
Man, I'm doing fine, Jay. I ain't got nothing but heartache and pains going on.
No,
you know,
man.
But God damn it, I'm all right, though.
Well, listen, Leroy, you know, you was another man that had a bad situation. But listen, it's one thing that I want to do. I mean, we got several of the guys that have had some trouble, man. I mean, I don't know if this is good or bad. But what I would like to do, man, I think we ought to, I think we're in the making of a good show to help, kind of help the guys correct. I know that it's been three or four that's down. For example, I know we got Leroy, you down. I know Bad Company is down. Big Clark is down. I mean, I think we need. I think it's time to do a benefit show, man. I mean, what's your thing about this?
I'm sorry. What's
I'm not talking about one of them kind. I'm talking about. I mean, Leroy. Hold on. Let me see. I had left. Hold that thought, Leroy. And
I got it in mind.
What's wrong with you, dude? Hey man. I was actually looking at. I'm at home. I don't have a TV, but I'm looking at Richard. I wasn't laughing at Jay. I'm looking at Richard Pryor on the TV, but I don't have a TV. But AJ, I got
be it that cheap ass phone you got messing up again.
Oh, I said I got Donye on the address T5. Donye, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, I just wanna let you know.
What up, Donye? What you coming in
this weekend? Hold on, T5. Let me tell Donye what we did.
Hey,
Donye, we was on the phone.
Tell T5 to talk into the mic so we can hear.
Hey, about 2 months ago, Donye, I had got you on the phone, and we had locked in T5 and Big Low with your car.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you remember that, but we did. When they pulled in the gates on May 19th, the first thing they said was, where's their money at? Because they know you wasn't coming. So I just want to let you know, on national radio, Jay reached in his pocket, and Jay gave me the park-out money for T5, and I gave it to T5. Then crew chief comes over in a golf cart and says, where's low money? So Jay looked at me. He said he was locked in with low too. I really didn't want to say yeah, but I had to tell the truth. So he reached in his pocket again, and he gave me the park out money for Big Low. Now, we're not saying you owe any money, Donye, but you do owe some whoopings. You do owe that. So we want to know. You know, we're G-ski in the hole. Are you coming down to the zoo this weekend?
The way it's looking, probably not. The kind ready.
Okay.
Hey, no.
The kind ready.
No.
That's T5. That's T5, baby. That's T5.
Hey. Hey, T5, I tell you what we can do, though. We can lock in for the 29th.
Well, let me tell you like this here. I don't got no problem with locking in with you at all. But I can tell you what, that's a whole month away, and I'll see you on
okay.
that date.
When we
but
get closer,
no
we're going to. Yeah, when we get closer, we do that.
That ain't no problem. Ain't no pressure.
Yeah, but the car ain't ready.
Donye,
I have to miss you. Yeah.
Hey, Just tell the truth. You ain't like what you seen when you went out the last week. It's all right. We understand.
Oh, no, I see it. Hey, it look real good, but it's going to get better. It look real good, but it's going to get better. Huh? What'd you say now?
I can't tell you
it's
looking good.
Hey, T5, you least of my words, man.
I know. Don't worry about it. You heard what they said. I got a little change, but that's a good sign for me.
That's a start.
Once you start hitting the man pocket, man, that's a great start. I like that start.
Well, we definitely going to play. Like I said, I'm going to be there on the 29th. That's my plan. I was planning on being there this weekend, too, but I had a lot of problems. I had a lot of problems on the weekend from being up in Maryland.
You came to play. I came to seek and destroy your ass.
Okay. Well, that's going to be your job. That's going to be your job.
I take my job real serious.
Mm-hmm. Now don't be surprised if the bomb blow up in your hand now.
Man, the only thing that's going to blow up is in your damn hand. Say the black. I'm going to get you another name. You see, Jamie's name going to be Peppers after this weekend. I'm going to find you another name. I'm going to get Nard to help me to find you another name after I wax you on 29.
Well, all I can say is you better cross your T's and dot your I's when you come fucking around.
Man, listen, man. You only thing you're doing is staying in business in Chicago. You ain't doing nothing in Florida.
No, not yet anyway. I'm making my rounds, though, slowly but surely, I'm making my rounds.
By the time you get your ass down here to make a round, you're going to be rounding your ass back up there to the Windy City.
you know what they say, right, T5, you can make your mouth say anything.
No, you know my saying is make your mouth fried chicken, just like they ever coming out here this weekend. Oh, you talking real big on Blue Cheese Show last week. You know, here now, the car ain't ready.
I wasn't even on Crew Cheese Show last week, was I?
That's what I called you. Me and Crew Cheese talked to you last week, remember? That was me and Crew Cheese.
Man, I swear I don't remember.
Hey, listen.
You talked to me last week?
You did?
Shit, man. I swear I don't remember.
Jay, get this man off the phone. This man here is losing his mind, his hair, and race. Get him on the phone.
What are we talking about?
We talked about the same thing, right? We talking about now. You coming in to make it.
Oh, that was before I went to Maryland then, right?
That was last week. I just said that.
That was week before last, man.
Man, that was last week, man.
It was the day after Maryland. 2 days after Maryland. No, a day after, because Maryland was on a Saturday. It was 3 days after. Yeah, it was on Crew Cheese Show. It was that Wednesday after Maryland.
Oh, goddamn. You remember that, Viz?
Yeah, remember you.
He got to remember, because you were homeboy. He's picking up for your ass. He's the only person on the phone.
Hey, I didn't want to make sure y'all don't damn agree to. Don't agree to nothing that I'm going to be involved in. I know that. Shit. Don't say nothing. Let's move on to another damn topic now, because y'all damn going to lock it in, shit, and I get fucked up.
I think this is the first time you're hearing it come out of my mouth, though, right?
What? Hold on. The first time on what? On the lockup? Hell no. Nah.
Yeah.
You came on the show. No, sir. You came on the show.
Did we lock in?
Yes, you have to be locked it in. You came and backed them up on the lock in.
I didn't even know Biz locked in, man.
Man, listen, man, don't do this. I tell you what, Jay, I tell you what we can do. We can do a little something, Jay, for you to get your little money back, Jay. We can go ahead and lock that.
Hey, Biz.
You want to record a show? You want to record a show? Just came in and back Biz up. What you want to do? Kanye. Show me you're a bet man.
Did you call me after you locked in?
Yes.
I called you after I locked in. Yeah, I called you after I locked in, yeah.
I locked it in.
But see, the problem is we locked it in like a, what was that, May 8th? We probably locked it in like February or March, and the race was in May. So that's what that was the problem.
Okay.
But Biz, tell the man the truth. He did come on and back you up and was beating on his chest.
Yeah. It was probably about 2 or 3 weeks after we came back from Lena, Memphis, Holly Springs, where you ran with. So it was like 3 or 4 weeks. So we knew we had enough time, you know, to get the car back ready. So, but you know, it's all good.
And the car wasn't ready, right?
No, the car wasn't ready.
Right. T5, down on your ass, I'm gonna go, man.
Hey, I'm gonna
remember this.
Listen. You can't say Lil Tony words unless you're ready to do Lil Tony shit. So get you another
Amen.
10, because right, your car ain't ready. So get you another 10 and tell your car get ready. Then you come back and say down on my ass. And tell them, down your next episode, brother. See you the next time.
Well, hold that thought. Let me go back to Wayne, y'all. Wayne, you still there? You ain't hang up without answering my question that you want.
Hello?
Wayne.
Hey, Jay.
Huh?
I need a favor.
Yeah.
I need you to send out a whip $500 over there for me.
Okay. I got caught up in that shit, man. I mean, boy. I had
to eat poker
beans for a month.
But the answer to your question is, you might find out this year, because Jimbo got something in the works, so you might find out what's going on. We just might end up racing this year.
Wayne, I'm tell you this now, Wayne. You ain't got enough hair on your balls to go up against Jimbo. I'm going to let you know that shit.
You see my balls, Jay?
No, but Brian Davis told me what they look like.
let's just say, Jimbo, get next to me, I'm going to punish his ass.
Hey, listen, man, I know you and Jimbo tight, man. I know when we look in Marlin, you know, y'all work as a team, so I'm just talking junk. I mean, I know y'all a team. No doubt.
But Jimbo don't give a damn. Jimbo will race anybody. He don't give a fuck about that spring shit.
Yeah, he'll race him, man. Hey, Jimbo, it was about like Brian Davis. When it comes to damn racing, yeah, your ass got to do it, man. It ain't no. You got to do
it. That's right.
Hey, who do you like in the shootout? you think T5 is going to take the shootout? Or Goldie? I don't know if you know Goldie out of Florida.
Only because Donnie ain't there.
Come here.
Hey,
Jay, who are you asking that question,
huh?
Jay? Who you asking?
That Wayne, what'd he say? Because Dunye ain't there.
Yeah.
Hey, Wayne. Wayne, I can't wait to meet Dunye in the same place at the same damn time.
That makes two of us.
Hey, Wayne.
Somebody got a background noise. Who got a background noise?
Did I hear Wayne say he's looking for me?
Wayne, you gonna be in Memphis?
Danye, that one Wayne, he was actually bagging you against T5.
I got y'all on speaker. I couldn't really hear.
Oh, okay.
Hey, Wayne.
What up, T5?
Hey, Wayne. Is you going to be in Memphis?
That's the plan. Jay put me in the bind, but when I get home in the morning, I'm gonna call Jay and have my wife the phone.
Okay. I hope Dunye make it to Memphis, and I hope I make it to Memphis. It's not the way it's looking, I'm gonna make it. So I hope Dunye make it, and I hope I get to see your face.
But I can tell you this: it's gonna be a hell of a commitment on Wayne's part, though. I talked to his wife, and boy, he told him that he could go, but what he had to buy for him to go, boy. So I know it'll be a problem.
If she don't forget shit, Jay.
Listen to this now, y'all. Hold on. I got Terry. Terry, you on the list?
Oh.
Terry.
Yeah.
Terry, first thing first, Terry, why did you counsel the race to keep Biz from coming up there and getting that money?
Well, we did have a shootout Sunday, and Biz creeped in from what I heard because he was kind of scared of the competition.
Mm-mm.
I heard from that on Crew Guys that he was there.
Mm-mm.
No.
Mm-mm. Well, no.
Jay, everybody that was in that event yesterday, that little mini meltdown, if I don't put a count on them, I don't even want to win, like, with a small block.
What you saying, Bill? I don't understand.
I don't give a damn about no big blocks with F3s in the northern hemisphere up in the Midwest. If I don't put a car on everybody that was in the race yesterday, I don't want to win. They had big blocks with twins, big blocks with F3s. I don't care nothing about that.
Hey, you know what was in the finals?
Who?
An all-motor was in the finals. A Dodge at that. All motor cars.
Hey, they let you know.
Can you hear that?
On any given day, they let you know what you're up against. But Terry, go ahead.
Yeah.
Since you moved the race to keep Biz from getting the money, go ahead and tell them what you done came up with this time.
This Saturday, $6,000 in a winner, 32 cars.
How many dollars? $6,000
in the winter. We got $5,000 from the track and race engineering. Our boys from Crown Point that do all of our chassis work is putting in $1,000 on top.
Well, listen, can you get him on the phone tonight so he can talk? If he's a sponsor, so that he can get a little time? I don't know.
I can try and call him, but they call in the business show to support that all the time. I know that.
I just want to give
him
a little.
Yeah, Jay, quick. Hey, yeah, Jay, don't take my sponsors. Let me have mine. You know, I ain't got much.
I just want to make sure if the man is doing good, I would like to show some love, let him know that we appreciate what he's doing.
Oh, no, I'll just play. Oh, yeah, that's my guy. Yeah. See, we get, you probably have three more. Because Jay got
shuffled.
Is that
phone?
Biz,
your phone, man.
Yeah, something's
wrong
with your phone, man.
Go to Walmart for $15, you'll be talking. You'll be talking, I'm telling you. Now listen, that's what I'm on. You see, I clear our time. Now, hold on. I got a special guest on tonight. Hold on, let me see. Make sure he ain't hanging up on me. I got a special guest. Hold on. Well, yeah. I got number one slouch. Number one slouch, if you there, come on in if you available. Number one slouch is at work, y'all, and he wanna break some bread with us. Number one slouch, are you there? said he's at work.
What's up? What's up, Jay? What's up, Jay? What's up, Biz? What up, Wayne? Everybody.
Slouch, let me ask you one question before you go any further. I seen I was looking at a video.
What up, Slouch?
Not much.
I was looking at a video you did, and it was Sub-Zero versus Set on Kill. Maybe a year or so ago. I mean, as far as the camera could see, I seen King Biz come out the stable, standing about 8 foot tall. And by the time both cars got to the camera, King Biz was sitting out maybe a car length or two. But as the cars disappeared into the darkness, who won? I couldn't tell who won.
Kimo Sub-Zero won.
Sub-Zero won that. What kind of car? What do you got, an F8, F9? What do you got?
Turbo. Turbocharged, small block.
And he whooped King Biz like that?
Well, like the video said, when we took off, Biz had about 8 cars on him. You know, he had to get off and on the gas. Then by the time he got on the gas, turbo car came around him.
Hey, be quiet. Did that race ever take place again?
Yeah, it took place. I think it was the following year. Year up in Chicago, and well, that race, the first race, Biz wrecked his car, sort of the car out. That was the Green Goblin. Then the following race, you know, he had Little Junior. They raced up at No Limit. And then Kimo, he hit the wall, and Biz took that win.
So at this point, they hadn't made raced and made it all the way.
Neither one of them made a clean pass together.
Is Sub-Zero running?
Yeah, Kimo said he's gonna have it at the event on the 15th. He said he's the serial killer. He said he on letter M right now. So if your name's with the M, he killing.
Oh, he going through the alphabet?
Yeah, he's a serial killer, he say.
Well, that's a race I like to see that race. But listen, go on, tell us what you got coming up. I mean, tell us what you got going on coming up on and you know, give us some details.
June 15th is the second annual showdown in Motown in Martin, Michigan. U.S. 131 Motorsports. We got two classes going on. We got the first class is a 28 Extreme class. No bars, front style stock suspension, any power adder, any rear suspension. Head up 8 miles is a $300 buy-in. And the other one is a 29 Gone Wild with bars, any power adder, any suspension, front style suspension, head up Pro Tree 8 miles, it's a $500 buy-in. First place for both shootouts gets 80% of the purse with the 6-foot trophy. Second place gets 20% with the 3-foot trophy. We're gonna have a live DJ. We're gonna have food there. We're gonna have bounce houses for the kids, so when people complain they don't have babysitters, we're going to have, you know, they can bring the kids, it's gated, don't have to worry about, you know, kids running around. The bounce houses is right next to the track, so you can look at the races and at the track also. Just going to try to have a nice time, you know. We got some big races already lined up. We got one race that everybody in the Midwest been waiting for the past 5-10 years, Big Drag versus Mr. Willie, and they going out the back door. Drag is on motor, and Mr. Willie spraying about 12 kits. So, you know, they're going out the back door. He spread about 12 kits. He's throwing everything but the kits into that motor. But they already locked up. They locked up two races. The first race is at 131. Then the rematch is going to be at Big Drag's race. I think that's going to be at the Grove. I don't know the date on that race. Like, you know, this is gonna be the title for the mid. Who is the true Midwest gangster? So we're gonna really find out, you know, on 15th.
Well, let me ask you that. You gave me all the damn hand holding races. What about that real stuff? Damn grudge racing, man.
We have the grudge races. We got actually 17 races locked in. How many is going to go down? I have no idea. Hope all 17 go down. We got Wayne. You know, he's supposed to be locked up with the Moscones. If they don't come to an agreement on the quarter or the eighth, they're going to flip for it. And I don't know the time they're supposed to race. I think it's before dark. I don't really know that race.
How in the hell do you show up for a race, a quarter or the eighth, and you flip for that? I mean, there's no changing in your car? They're running different between a quarter and an eighth?
I don't know that race. Ray Wayne wanted to run the AD, wanted to run quarter, so Wayne, you know what, all right. We're going to flip for lanes, whoever, you know. We're going to flip for the eighth or the quarter, so whoever gets it, you know, it's eighth or quarter.
I'm going to be honest. I don't plan on running the quarter mile. I took a gamble. I think the other drivers good as shit. I don't think he can handle a quarter mile.
Hey, Wayne, you ran the quarter the other week.
That was 750 feet.
Damn. Yeah, we got Danye. He's supposed to be locked up with Cold Killer. That's gonna be a nice little race right there. Yeah, DJ Grant's supposed to do the rematch with Boost 12, and also Turbo GT looking for DJ out the back door. So DJ said if he's there, he's going to run anybody on the property. He don't care who it is.
That's damn DJ, but lock in. Go ahead and lock in. Y'all can make y'all some damn money because he's going to punk out. Go on, lock in with him.
Watch your mouth, CEO.
I'm saying what I say. Hey, they don't call it.
I'm still waiting for your goddamn car. Where the pumpkin at? Yeah, in the bushes.
I said I'm still waiting.
It's been 2 years now.
But listen to this. Listen to this. All I'm saying is, get you some points. That's all I said, man. I wasn't.
Retract. Yeah, go on, bag up. Bag it up.
What is the. Nobody even let me knew that the damn walking ATM was on the phone. They need to let me know. Where in the hell ain't they?
Yeah.
Go ahead. I'm sorry, man. The damn walking ATM, man, came on and got me all stirred up.
We got Dirty Junior. He's locked up with little Eric from Florida in that little Camaro, but that may be an issue. He may not bring the Camaro for, you know, some reasons, whatever. But we got little Tony has about four races locked in. He's locked in with Three Love.
You do know Lil Tony and DJ Grant is brothers, right?
Wow.
They both pay a lot of damn punk. I'm just saying. I'm not really. I'm just saying they some kin. But keep talking. Go ahead, Cloud. Keep talking.
Oh man. I can't name them offhand, but We just going to have fun, man. You know, we trying to make this a big family event so everybody can come out and have fun, you know. Friday night is the testing tune. It's from 6 p.m. to 12 a.m. We're going to have a little meet and greet. We're going to have the food for all the racers and everything there. Talk with, kick it with. And also, if anyone looking for hotels, I have the rooms reserved. I just don't want to put it out there. You know, you have to get in contact with me, email me, and I can send you over the information, or I can give you the phone number to the hotel locations and everything. I just don't want to put that out there and have people, you know, swooping around on people looking, trying to steal people's cars or whatever. We're also going to have security at the track and at the hotel, so that shouldn't be no issue.
That's 100.
Track also has a lot of people have generators. The track also have 200 power units. So if you have any stitching cords, you can just plug it in outside to one of the units out there. So they have 200 locations throughout the track. So if you don't have a generator, if you run out of gas, you can get a stitching cord, and you can plug it up that way. They use that with a lot of mobile homes and all that stuff. So
yeah. That sounds like a damn good event. Got grudge racing, class racing.
Oh, and it's going to be Mega Team 4. You know, it's going to be the first debut of Mega Team 4. We're going to be videotaping the entire event, and also going to have video ready. The entire video of the event is going to be ready that night. So we're going to have everything ready for everybody.
Doing
hey, Slouch, it's Donye. Text me, man. The information for the hotel. I hit you a couple weeks ago. You ain't hit me back yet.
Oh, well, my bad. I can hit you as soon as we get off the phone.
I'm going to go to Slouch. You got anything else? I need a candid answer, and you can't split it down the middle. Who's the better driver, Jimbo or Wayne?
Right now, I'll say Jimbo.
Okay, that's all I wanted to know.
Right now, Jimbo. Because Wayne has limited seat time. I'm going to put it that way. Wayne's doing good, but, you know, Jimbo has a lot of more, you know, seat time than Wayne, so, you know. It'd be close. It'd be a good race between them.
About a weekend or two ago, Wayne rode the center line. Do you think Jimbo would have did that or not?
Wayne, the car was in the air, so he had no control of the car. When he went down, he was right by the center line, so he didn't have no control of the car. Anyone could have did that.
Okay, so, but you don't answer my question. I know who to bet with now. That's all I wanted to know, Flau. I appreciate that. Terry, you there? What happened to Terry, y'all?
I'm here.
Terry.
Oh, yeah.
Bitch. I'm going to go to the mics, and I got Kid coming up next. So before I get to Kid, I want to make sure, did you get in what you wanted to get in on the race this weekend?
Yeah, that's fine. I mean, everyone knows it's at No Limit Raceway, 32 cars, $6,000 in a winner. Any style rear suspension, stock style front, 29.5, 10.5 or smaller.
I like that race. That's a pretty good race. Can a drag racer get in that?
I can, 275. We're going to let 275 in. And I don't care if you got a supercharger. I don't care if you got a 1,000-inch motor. It don't matter. No one's scared up here to run each other. We don't have just all nitrous shootouts. It's run with your brum.
So you're saying that the guy...
No wheelie bars.
You're saying the guy in the south of Punks, is that what you're saying?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying everyone runs up here. You know, they don't care. They don't care if you got a small block with an F2 or a big block with an F3. You know, a shootout's a shootout. Eighth Mile kind of, you know, separates with no bars. It kind of separates everything.
And,
in my eyes.
Yeah, yeah. Well, hold on, Terry. Hold on, let me get the nod. Nod is, can you wait T5 back up and make sure that he got in what we need to talk about this weekend? Nod, you there? Damn, Nod. Might somebody need to wake Nod up. I don't know. His mic is open, though. If y'all come back on Nod, I got to get to some of these calls right quick. We got Kid. Let me see what Kid talking about. Kid, how you doing this evening?
What's happening, Jay? How you doing, man?
Man, Kid, I haven't talked to you in a while. Where you been, man? I mean, we on vacation? I mean, what's up?
No, man, I've been going to bed early, man. You know, they got me getting up early and going to work, man. You know how that is.
Yeah.
No, he don't.
I got a question for you. I got a question for you.
Shoot.
I got a question for you, Kid.
Bring it on.
Who the better driver, Wayne or Jimbo?
Oh,
Wayne,
no,
or
here
who?
We go.
Jimbo?
Well,
how about
I really
Wayne?
Haven't paid too much attention.
You can't spin it down to Miller. You can't spin it down to Miller. You know.
Well, okay. Well, since you put it that way, I'm going to have to go with Jimbo since I've heard he's, you know, a veteran driver. And Wayne just got started getting behind the steering wheel. So I would have to go with Jimbo.
Okay. All right. I like the way the day turning out. God damn, we on Wayne ass good. I appreciate that, Kid.
All right, then. Well, nothing much, man. Just sitting back chilling. I'm going to go on mute.
All right. We got somebody. Late A, we got somebody with a damn, got the one button pushed on a private number. I don't know what the hell that is. I'm going to go by there. All right, y'all.
It ain't how you start, Jay. It's how you finish.
That's true.
Hey.
Huh?
I'm also I'm working on the event in August. I gotta finish talking to the track. I'm looking to do a 28, 29 inch tire shootout, $10,000 purse free entry. So I'm working on that right now.
Wow, that's something serious. The pot is $10,000.
Yep, $10,000 free entry.
I'm
working on it. It's not in stone. I'm just working on it right now, you know.
What?
I'm going to have to get my Volkswagen running.
I know. Well, I'm going to have to I'm gonna put me and DJ Grant in the first line. I'm going to his ass on that one. Me and DJ Grant, goddammit. Unlock his ass off the hand because of $10,000.
Stay hard on you, DJ.
Hey, man. One thing about it, I ain't worried about it. I like them to be hard on me.
Hey,
I'm
DJ.
To be hard on me when we at the track at the same time.
Y'all, hold on, y'all. I got to get Big Danny. Big Danny, you there?
Yeah. Mr. Jay, what's going on?
Big Danny,
what's happening,
man? I'll tell you what I did. Big Danny, I looked at some damn videos over the last 3 years, Big Danny, and damn, in every video, I believe you're a vampire, Big Danny, because you in every damn video that I clicked on, you was in it. I mean, and not only were you in it, you was arguing your ass off. I mean, Big Danny, what's going on with you?
Man, nothing, Jay. I just love grudge racing, man. That's all, man. You know, you gotta, you know, I just like going around traveling and seeing some good racing. That's all.
But then let me ask you this here. You know, I gotta ask you the same question now, and you can't split it down the middle. Who you like, Wayne or Jimbo? Who's the better driver?
Right now, you know, Wayne ain't been outside the walls and all that stuff, so I gotta go with Wayne. Wayne, he been swerving, but he ain't been on the walls or nothing, so I got to go with Wayne.
And you asked me the question, Jay, and I got to agree.
Hold on, Grant. I'm coming back, Grant. Hold on 1 second, Grant. Hold on. I got to get hold on.
I'm on mute.
Hey, DJ.
Hey, I don't know what y'all heard, but I clicked over. Damn, I didn't even realize I had clicked over. Did Wayne get that lamb? He got. Did everybody tell Wayne he got one vote? DJ Grant.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Who you like? Wayne. Never scared. Jimbo. Never scared. Who's the better driver?
They both equal.
All this damn IT. That's what I'm talking about. That's why he's goddamn bad. That's what I'm talking about. I'll see what I'm talking about. Get your
you
Jimbo
know what's so controversy in the game. Nah. That's my answer.
This is my question to you is, which one you scared to goddamn get beside? Which one you scared to get beside you, or which one you prefer to get beside?
Nobody.
You?
Either one, it wouldn't matter.
Wayne, and I know Wayne told me personally he didn't give a fuck about you. So I mean, you know,
good. Ain't nobody supposed to give a fuck about nobody.
Wayne told
that's
me that's
that supposed to be.
Hold on, sir. What do you got, sir? You talking about ain't no way down Virginia? When your man got dragged, we'll come to fucking make it right now and run your ass. We don't give a fuck what you got. We got the baddest goddamn back half on the planet. And that's it.
Uh-oh. Y'all do know Big Country. That's Big Country talking. And last weekend got an ass blown out. Yeah, Big Country got his ass blown out. Goddamn. Big Country showed up to all the damn big boys. And I have to say, Big Country didn't get but one race off, you know, and then, damn, he ended up getting a case of damn preparation aid. But now
he'd get his ass blowed out again if he show up on the 29th in Memphis.
Big Clark.
That's right.
Big man has spoken.
Hey, we'll debut that motherfucker on him.
Yeah.
I see he got a lot of hands here. Lady A ain't helping with a fuck. She ain't got nobody.
The other thing is now, Turbo GT. If I'm not able to make the 15th, they said they'll be in Memphis, Tennessee. And I tell them I got every intention of being. Yes, sir.
Oh, I might be bringing a couple of your boys down there.
Uh-oh.
To Memphis, Tennessee.
Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah.
Line them up.
I've been on the phone all day. Turbo GT,
hey,
Boost 12.
All the people, bring them on.
He's scared of Boost 12 now. He's scared of Boost
12. All the boost cars, bring them on.
Any kind of boost?
I don't give a damn. If they on 28, get down.
Hey, DJ, be careful now.
I ain't being careful. They need to be careful.
DJ, it's a lot of turbo guys up here on 28th night. Ain't nobody ever seen them up here.
I'm making the call. Hey, I don't care. Like I said, if I'm in the woods and I'm just throw honey on me and don't help me help the bear.
DJ Grant
said put honey on him, got that.
Don't help me help the bear.
Now, DJ, it's a lot of guys up here.
Long as they're a grudge racer, bring them.
Yeah, they grudges. They run them king of the street. They run them king of the street.
They big block, small block, big block turbo, I don't give a damn. If they on 28, come on.
Woo! Goddamn DJ Grant.
You sound like you have to come up here to get in the king of the streets then.
I know I'll be in Memphis. I don't know about the king of the streets, but I know I plan on being in Memphis. So if they won't, they can just find the baddest one out of all of them, and I'll just run him, and then that'll kill up. You cut off the head, the rest of them going to go running. So.
Damn, big DJ. That sounds like a threat.
Goddamn, that sounds like the stunners in talk.
That damn stunner.
Well, one thing about it, I'm gonna be there, so they can say I told a lie. You know, I'm gonna be there, so. They can call me a lie.
Who won't settle?
I don't show up not to race. I show up to race.
Hey, somebody got some background noise.
Sound like somebody gonna get a whooping.
Hey, Jay. Jay Barr. Hey, Big Daddy, where you ran, Jay?
He in the private room, Clark.
Hey, DJ, now you know all them boys gonna see you when you come to
business. I don't know. That's why I plan on, you know. I just hope we have a little bit extended curfew. Y'all know I can't do nothing until after sun go down on Saturday, but I plan to come a little early. I'd already said that also. So if we need to have a little pregame show, that's fine too.
Hey, Bill's still on, or he went to Walmart?
I'm still here.
Oh, okay. Well, somebody.
What's on your mind, kid?
Somebody told me you was going to get you another phone or something. I didn't know. I thought maybe it went to Walmart.
T-Mobile just don't work good in Georgia. You know, it's a monopoly. It's a monopoly now. It's a monopoly in Georgia. You know, they trying to move everybody over to Verizon. It's, you know, T-Mobile just don't work good here in Georgia.
No, it sure don't, Biz.
Mine
don't work
at all
down there.
If
you want to talk, you
got to
be on Verizon. That's for real.
See, it's a monopoly. See, I told you, it's a monopoly.
I'd like to thank Verizon for the sponsorship this month. I forgot to tell y'all about that, boy. But listen to this. I got to open up Larry Mike because Larry got to come on and wish everybody a hello. Larry, how you doing?
I'm doing fine, Jay. I'm glad you let me in so I can come in and fellowship.
Yeah, man. Hey.
Hey, Jay Bob.
Yeah.
I wanted to say hello to you and how you was doing. I wanted to address Big Clark. I had a message for Big Clark.
Come on with it, Top Flight. Come on with it.
Big Clark, I was on a little conference call a couple of days ago.
Yeah.
And Big Country said he better not catch you nowhere. And he said I didn't like what he said, but he sure wanted me to deliver that message to you.
Okay,
well,
here what?
Yeah.
Tell Big Country, Big whoever the fuck you want to be. I'm too big to hide, and I ain't hiding under no motherfucker. So come on out here and members on the 29th. Now see how fast he get there.
I heard that. I'm going to show you. Hey, stop flight.
I want to make one thing. I want to make one thing crystal clear to everybody that's listening. There's a whole lot of them been talking shit about their car since it's been down. Now, watch, count on one hand how many times motherfuckers call that name when they see the track on 29th.
Well, you know I'm going to watch that.
Hey, I was in a lonely world when that motherfucker had oil pressure. Now, guess what? I'm going to go back home.
I just wanted to let you know, Big Clark, because I thought he was out of pocket.
Hey, man, listen, there's a lot of, didn't you notice Top Flight? It was a bunch of wolves all of a sudden come out the bushes when that motherfucker didn't have no oil pressure.
Yes, sir.
I mean, how many tracks did y'all see me at? I'm talking every weekend I was somewhere, and then no motherfucker called my name. Nobody. All of a sudden, now when we had oil pressure, they've been bumping their gum. But guess what? That shit over with.
Uh-oh.
That shit over
with. And I believe you, Mr.
Hey, can I give everybody fair and equal opportunity? They do better talking than me. They don't want to talk to my partner. I got a partner that talks way reckless than I do now. So, if they want it easy, they better come to me. Because if they go the other way, goddamn it, my partner got the two words for the
hell. Do you have your water gun?
Yeah, I'm going to have my water gun. He's going to have a goddamn AR-15
15, though.
No, I want the autograph.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we got them. Hey, look, we're going to have a special signing session though at the beginning of the race.
Okay, hey, that's what I'm talking about, man.
Sweet Willie.
Oh, yeah. All right. Hey, what a bread man that, man. Get the bread man on the phone.
Okay, hey, Ben, Ben,
Hey, Jay, just make sure you let them know that's the clean version. That's the clean version.
Now, let me ask you a question, though, before you talk to Wayne. Who do you think is the better driver,
Wayne or Jimbo?
Well, I got to give it to Wayne. I didn't know Wayne could drive, but Wayne been jacking that thing, the little videos I've been seeing. He's been doing a good job driving his car.
All right, well, now you got two fans. All right, Wayne, you hear 007 said he done gave you the props for being a good driver. He sounds like he want to do something to your ass, Wayne.
He just trying to butter me up, that's all.
What's up, Wayne?
What up, 007?
I don't know. What's going on, man? About time he come out of retirement.
Okay.
About time he come out of retirement.
You know we got a date with Destiny, right?
Say again. I'm sorry.
I owe you one.
Hey, I'm ready to get paid.
If
you owe me something, Wayne, you got to give me what you owe me. Because you know I'm already overweight. You know, I can't see. So if you owe me, you need to come on and bring it to me.
007, I got your song. I got your song, 007. Listen to this. Tell Wayne to listen to this, 007.
All right, Wayne, check this out. Check the song out. Check the champ song out, Wayne.
Started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team fucking here. Started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here. Started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team here. Next, started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team fucking here. I done kept it real from the jump. Living at my
007. Is that true?
Yeah. Hey, Jay, why you couldn't have picked a goddamn better song, man? You know, we started out this year, the old primetime clique. We started out kind of little old road was kind of rocky. Had a few bumps in it, but you know what? We done ironed this shit out, Wayne. We done ironed it out. We back. We got our swag back.
So what's your schedule looking like, 007?
Huh?
What's your schedule looking like?
Well, Wayne, I'm trying to come out and do a little plan or something, you know. If everything go well, as Mississippi Joe said, the creek don't rise and the sun stay high up in the sky, I may come over there to Beers and Jamie them race. I guess it's Beers and Jamie them. I may be heading out of turn, but, you know, come over there race at Macon this weekend.
Nah, I won't be in Macon. I won't be there.
Well, where you going to be, Wayne? Where you going to be, Wayne? Eric, where you going to be?
You come anywhere past Tennessee, I'll meet your ass.
Tennessee?
What about Memphis? What about Memphis? That's in Tennessee.
Well, yeah, that's called Tennessee. Oh, Mr. Wayne, we're doing the track, white track.
Hey, if Jay works that out with the boss, I'll be there.
Working out with the boss?
Yeah, his wife kind of put some high stakes on that now, but he done said three or four times tonight that he trying to come 007.
Hey, Jay, if the man owe me something, don't you think he ought to come, at least come and bring it to me? That's close to my home. That's close enough. I'm going to meet him to get my present.
I got Crew Chief on the phone. My phone, because I think you got. I think I'm on the show twice.
That was not.
I'm a
forgot, see? And hey, y'all, we got four cars in the benefit race, man. We got four cars in the benefit race. And so
wait
everybody can kind
of J Bone.
What damn
J-Bone.
Benefit race?
Huh?
Hey, hold on. Damn the benefit right now. Listen. All right. And remember, on the 29th, Hoochie and 007 was talking about their rematch. 007, you said it takes 500 for you to put that belt on, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Can you make it to 29th?
I don't see why that should be a problem.
The 500 is up. The 500 is up. Hoochie.
Yo.
You want that belt?
Man, look here. I'm gonna say it like this here, Big Clark. No, don't nobody take offense to this shit when I say it. I'm like the motherfucker at the fuck flick waiting to get next on the foot. I'm standing back hit rock hard, man. So whenever you fucking ready, I'm ready, man.
All right. Well, the 500 is up. Now to make the excuse, y'all talk about it. But the 500 ain't no excuse no more. It's up.
I mean, Clark, we ain't never said the 500 was an excuse, but I'm like Mississippi Joe. We're talking about the details of me getting the Memphis off the air. We ain't got to put that on the air. But now, you know, if you want me to race for the belt at y'all show, then you know, one of y'all got my number. Just call me.
Oh, no. This world said, I know it's been in the air for a while. A grudge match been waiting to happen between both of y'all. And I know some discrepancies about, I know Coochie wanted to run you for the belt, and you told him if he wanted the belt, he had to hide the money with the 500, and that is the rule.
What I told him, Clark, he was going to quote me, was him to come to Mississippi. You understand me? That's what I told him. But now, like I say, you know, that ain't not a problem. We'll talk about the details off the air. If Coochie want to run for the belt, we ain't got no problem with that. We and Jay already been talking about that race, about me coming to the race up there. I ain't got no problem coming to the Memphis on the 29th. If everything works out fine.
Okay, we're locked then. Don't worry about it. See, we are. You there. You just said you ain't got no problem getting us. Got to tell you, you there. I'm there. Hey, we in there like swimwear. Fuck.
Who is that, Coochie or Wayne?
It's Coochie. Oh, man, damn, Wayne. Wayne don't even exist in my world. Fuck a Wayne.
hey, B.
Yeah.
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 You got your car ready?
Yes, sir.
You got your car ready,
man? Yeah.
Can I get the back tire if I show up this weekend?
Nope.
Huh?
No, I ain't made no hits. It's ready, but I ain't made no hits. I run your head up.
You come straight off the trailer and run this weekend?
I haven't made a hit in a car in a year. No, I'm not running off the trailer.
You know what I'm saying? You got from now till... Hey, Jay, ain't you going to open Friday and let him test?
I'm not... Hey, man. He can open Tuesday, and I'm not going. I'm coming there Saturday.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I'm just asking now. You know what I'm saying? I'm just asking.
You know what? I come off the trailer. You take the number 3 and the number 7 on spark plug wire off, and I come off the trailer.
They made a pad because I ain't ran since I ran Coochie's,
I haven't ran since I ran butt naked in Wayne. That's all I'm saying. Take the number 7 and the number 3 spark plug wire off. I run you. You got the back tie. You got 1-1.
Hey, y'all gotta give props to the
temp. Damn, he ain't goddamn finna. So, Jay, you see why I've been laid down just chilling? Yeah, I'm just cool. I'm just laying back in the cut. You know what I'm saying? I'm laying in the cut. You know what? Don't be surprised if I don't show up and let you make all your passes this weekend. Tell you, come on up. Get on up here, boy.
Uh-oh.
And don't be surprised if I do make a shakedown, and you don't say nothing.
Hey man, listen to what I'm saying. All these fake tissue numbers that I know people say they're running now, they ain't running them numbers, man.
You ain't saying nothing slick, this fella.
Hey, you think I'm going to get him back in the cut? Tony ain't going to be there this weekend to stop. You know, me, Jamie Cowboy, we're going to do something foolish.
Good. Yes. Okay.
Tony ain't going to be there.
Okay.
Where y'all going to be at this weekend, man?
Huh?
Where y'all going to be at this weekend?
Uh-oh.
Macon.
In Macon.
Yeah, everybody's trying to come to Macon.
Okay, then y'all going to be there then, huh?
If everything stays the same, we come.
That's what I like to do.
Everything stays the same, we try to get there. You know what I'm saying? I don't even know if that old truck will crank. I'm just going to try to bring it there and see. Just knock the dust off the tires, you know?
I don't want it to stay the same. I want some different shit to happen because the shit that's been going on, there's some bullshit. So I don't want none of that. I want some different shit. I want a motherfucker to get brave. I want a motherfucker not to take any medicine and talk sideways to me. When that happens, boy.
Hey, Claire, that little Mustang you talking about, Nod got it. Y'all gonna have it there?
Nah, we ain't gonna have it there. We're having the Memphis on the 29th. You want some of it?
Okay. Well, I mean, you called me about three, was it, about? Monaco was telling me about this Mustang.
Hey, listen, man, we ain't arguing for the record. I never called you. But, and two, you know what I'm saying? I was talking to a buddy, a boat valve, and he called you. But now listen to me. If you want some of it on the 29th, we'll be in Memphis.
I thought we was on three ways, Chris. You asked me about that car.
No. I ain't never, kid. You remember, I ain't called you and I don't know when, kid.
Huh?
Yeah, I ain't called you and I don't know when. That wasn't me calling
you. Okay, well, we on here. We're just keep it racing. But,
right.
What's up? What? You told me the car was ready.
On the 29th.
007, get past this weekend. Get past this weekend.
Huh?
That's what you do. You get past this weekend.
Hey, Bill.
Yeah.
Hey, Bill.
Yes, sir.
I know you've been keeping up with the statistics. We got our swag back, man.
Who is we?
We don't give a damn about that shit.
Hey,
who is we?
Hey, what camp I'm in, man?
Let me tell you something about your camp.
Oh, goddamn.
You get your swag back when you get your good rate when you start picking your races good. You've been good race picking lately. But when you gotta go in and really get can I talk?
But then when you have to really get down
and gamble, you know, it get tight. But you know, I got something for you, 00. Like I say, you ain't been out in a while. I ain't been out damn near a year. You know, so if I shake down and I see something, man, you can't get to the line fast enough, my man.
Hey, hold on, Ken. Listen, you on here? You act like you can't file a race. Who she just? He talking to you? Who she ready?
Chris, I didn't talk to Coochie, but I already talked to the owner. He told me they were going to be there. I already talked to them.
Oh, okay. All right. Did y'all lock up?
Ain't no way I'm coming to Macon and letting that motherfucker get away. No fucking way. Only thing I'm going to do in Macon is keep the race close so that motherfucker won't be scared to run back. That's the only thing I'm going to do.
If I put space between them this time, he's going to buy another motor. Hey, Jay. Look, I was asking. I mean, I know Ken was sounding like he couldn't find a race just then. I was just wondering. Hey, Jay. Yo, go ahead. Hey, you still on here? Yeah, go ahead. I was trying to get back to beer, get him all dressed, all the rest of y'all. Hey, beer. Tell me, yes. Hey, ain't we grudge racing though? It's who can trick who, which is grudge racing? We just be.
But the problem is it get to a point where when you got seasoned veterans and you ain't tricking nobody. I ain't going to trick you. You ain't going to trick me. We just going to have to sit down and race. See, that's the problem with you guys. Y'all always want to trick somebody instead of race. You ain't. I'm not smart enough to trick you, and you're damn sure not smart enough to trick me. So we're going to have to sit down, small block to small block, 28 to 28, and race. Quit always trying to go in trying to trick somebody. You ain't going to trick me, man.
Okay.
And I ain't going to trick you.
No, let me say this here. Now, I ain't going to ask you to hold me your hood. Whatever you got on your hood, that's what your money bought you.
That's all the bullshit.
Okay. Well, you may not ask me, but I'm going to ask you, and you're going to have to tell me.
Jay, what business has he got up under my hood? We racing, right? That's how we racing.
Well, you ain't got to tell me, but I'm going to ask you.
Hey, man.
Huh?
We racing when I come back out, man.
That man said he don't
know. Okay.
You gonna come back out with a big block, or you gonna come back out with a small block?
Hey, Crew Chief, we grow like you say. You got some tricks up your sleeve. I'm gonna show you. We all got some tricks.
Okay, well, if that's the case, okay.
And you know what I'm saying?
Okay, well, let's Ken. Well, if that's the case, since we're doing that, let's lock in now. You got the back tie.
Huh?
Whoa.
You got the back tie. Lock in. You got the back tie.
For this weekend?
For this weekend. Yeah, you got the back tie.
Yes, for this weekend.
Just for this weekend. You got the back tie.
Hey, man, give me 1 second. 1 minute. Oh, 1 minute. Hey, Jay. 1 minute. Let me click over.
Hey, Ken. Click over. Go ahead.
Hey, we're going to lock in 1,000.
Click over.
On 3,000 or better.
Man, lock in 5 on 5, man. Lock in 5,000 on 5,000. Which $10,000 pot.
Hey, Bill. Quit playing, man.
Yeah.
Quit playing.
I'm not playing. Hey, Ken, I ain't had no money problem last 7 years. Lock in, man. You got the back time.
What?
Quit playing, man. You ain't
okay,
playing.
You know what? You're right. We're going to lock in 105. We're going to lock in 105. You got the back time.
Tell you what, I'm gonna. I'm just crying. You got to click over, man. Keep on with the conversation. I'm coming this weekend.
Just say lock. Just say lock.
That's all you
got
to say.
You can do what you got to do, man. You say we're going.
Yeah, I'm coming out
just
this weekend.
Just say it's lock. You can make whatever you call it,
man. Hey, Jay, who got the next show? You gonna stay on at 10 o'clock, young? I watch y'all. Keep going, man. Hold on.
Hey, Ken, I want to negotiate my race with you. I don't want four or five different people. Yes.
Your car and my truck.
No. I'm gonna lock you in. Listen to my gamble. I'm never gonna close nobody else's gamble. Hold on, listen. I'm never gonna close nobody else's gamble because I don't want to have no misunderstanding. So close my bet. I'm gonna lock you in. 1,000 on 5,000, you got the back tire.
No, man, with your car.
Why I gotta be? You just said you're not looking on the hoods. You just gamble.
Hey.
That's what you said. So I want to gamble with you.
Hey, Jay, did we talking about his car and my truck?
Oh my goodness. No, we were talking about grudge racing, sir. To be honest.
That's what we're talking about. We're talking about grudge racing.
Now, Ken,
that's the point I'm trying to make. Hold on. I'm going to let you talk.
Hey.
That's the point I'm trying to make. I can't trick you, and you damn sure ain't going to trick me. So that's all I'm saying.
We ain't trying to trick. We talking about.
No, that's what you're trying to do. You the one saying this. I'm not popping no hood.
Hey,
Hold on, 007. You asking for the back tire, and you talking
man,
about you not popping no
nothing.
Hood?
Hey man, I ain't you for nothing with your car.
Hey, Ben.
Oh,
Ben.
Goddamn
Ben.
Thing.
Hell yeah.
This
tight. This tight, man.
What up,
Ben? Whatever he want up under the hood of that truck, he got the back tire for this weekend, 105.
Whoa.
That's what I told you.
Hey, tight man.
I promise you, I ain't gonna ask you. I ain't gonna ask you if it's got a turbo on it. He can have whatever in the world it want on it. I don't give a fuck. Deposit.
Hey, what you trying to run me with, tight man?
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
Regal. Well, shit, if you try to run Cole Killer Car, well, shit, lock up with Tony. And make him come on down there.
I don't know what's in there until I get to the racetrack. It may have a damn 307 off. Okay, we'll lock in. Lock in that it's a small pack if it's if not the
funk. Who that went back in the hole, Jake? Ben?
No, listen to what I'm saying. Listen to what I'm saying. Lock
hey, your phone started breaking up.
Yeah, you
got to
put the phone.
Am I breaking up, Jay?
No, you good. Go ahead. I can hear
right now. You good right now.
I said lock in. 500. No, 300 on 1,000 because I got to race another race. 300 on 1,000, head up Pro Tree, 8th mile, small block to small block, 28 to 28. If you don't have a small block in your car, I don't have to see the small block. You can send you can send Type Man over there to check it's a small block.
Man,
you can send Jay over there to check
it. Stevie Jackson, Stevie Wonder.
And then they mute my goddamn mic when I'm talking to them. See, I mean, won't even let me talk, man.
A cold killer, whenever he get ready, he know what he got to do whenever he get ready, when they get his nerves up.
Is everybody mic muted, Jay, or everybody still on?
Everybody
fell on.
Everybody fell on.
Anybody
fell
off?
$105. I thought the same. I thought the same person with the buy raises with the buy raise today. Always had a buy raise. Almost on $5,000, man. We run $2,500 anytime you get ready.
No, we decline. Back on me.
Well, who ain't nobody else going to win $5,000, so you might as well sell that car. Ain't nobody run for $5,000, man. And you know that. And you know that. And you know that. And that's why you come back there with running on $5,000.
Ain't no first thing.
Man, everybody know that game, man.
Hold up, hit a gamble. There's prime time got so many fans. When you throw your show, how about you taking get each fan to leave $5 at the gate to see the race? And we'll cover.
Well, and I don't know what you're talking about, but and who else gonna win for $5,000 too? That's an easy way not to get a race. You got that right.
Mm-hmm.
That's an easy way not to get a race. Just for $5,000, $10,000, yeah. I can tell a dog I would run him for $5,000. I never have to worry about raising number one leg. That's the easy way to duck a dog.
Yeah. If you call a dog,
Listen here.
I'm not gonna go back and forth. If Big Ken wanna bet $3,000 on the truck and you got $2,500, that's $5,500. Get y'all ass down, man, for that $5,500.
Ken.
Mayday.
I see what you're talking about.
Hey,
well,
man,
y'all go ahead and race. Who all y'all want for $5,000? Go ahead and have good luck. I'm satisfied with my little $2,500 racing.
Hey, man, let me ask you something. Hey, man, you still there?
Mm-hmm. I'm here.
When y'all ran the whiteboard, y'all didn't run for $5,000 on that race.
It was a little shootout, too.
Oh, okay.
And it was a shootout, too.
I'd be down in the rubber 5 minutes.
Okay.
But the pop wasn't fire, Chris. That's what I'm saying. The pop wasn't fire. I ain't talking about, you know, what the people did on the side. It's going to be the same thing with him and Cody. You know what I'm saying?
Let's talk. Y'all got enough nerve to get up there. Get that up.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all got enough nerve to get it up.
I ain't mad at you. If I scare somebody and want to raise, I'll say $5,000-$10,000 too. If I scare, well, nobody ain't gonna run for something like that.
Hey, y'all know we got these popcorn motors, man. They may not hold up, so we, in case you get by, we want to be able to run you again, try to get back. You know what I mean?
Nope.
Don't want to say English.
That's
right. Ladies and gentlemen, I got to introduce a new man on the line. He go by the name. Some people call him Gigantor, but most people call him Big Dick. Big Dick.
Gigantor. Yeah. Yo, small dick, little dick. Yo,
what the fuck you want, Tony? What's up?
Man, is this Larry?
Yeah, this is Larry.
Okay, Larry, where you going to be at this weekend?
You know where I'm going to be at. I'm going to be in Dawson.
Man,
who you looking for?
Oh, okay, well, no. If you ain't coming to Macon, get off the line.
Listen, where y'all going to be at, Tony?
Man, listen, man, we gonna be in Macon. Is this
Tony Brown? This prime time?
Yo, the prime time camp is on. So what's your word? What you got to say?
Well, prime time ain't looking for me this week because they're going to be somewhere I'm not at because I'm a bit scared of me. So,
I know they
sir,
ain't looking for me. You go to the Dawson's, but I'm going to Union with again with that $5,000. I don't know what y'all talking about.
Union? I don't even know where the hell Union is.
Why in the world I got to put $5,000 up to run Cold Killer when I could beat him for $5,000 and I ain't got to put a dime up there? I don't know where y'all got their education from. What y'all feel?
I'll wait till Union
and line up side you, and I can beat you for the $5,000. Ain't got to put a dime up.
Where the hell is Union at?
Union about an hour from Augusta, and it's probably about 2 hours from you. The hell up putting that. I mean, has anybody got any logic or sense around here? Why in the world am I going to put $5,000 inside this man when I line up side for free and still win $5,000? I don't know where y'all get your education from. I don't understand.
That's what they call good justice.
I mean, from where I come from, that's using common sense. Who on this radio show gonna put $5,000 of their own money and to win $5,000 when they can gotta put a damn their money up and still win $5,000?
Gigantor,
where were you at this weekend?
We were down in Thunder Valley and I begged. I got on my damn knees and begged Tony Bryan to ruin me with Gangsta Boo and he would not unload that beast from Australia. Now, I don't know who he's trying to fool or who he's running around lying to. That motherfucker ain't going to run Gigantor nowhere, anywhere, at any time. Because that motherfucker turned to me.
Well, keep talking about when I did take up the trailer. Who did I beat? I gapped the person that gapped you. Tell everything.
Who you gapped? Who you fucking gapped?
I gapped Butter Blow.
And what?
And he gapped
you. When he running yesterday. When he gapped me. We talking about
Butter Blow, you last time was at Thunder Valley, man.
Who gapped me?
Butter Blow?
You're a gap liar.
Why don't you
run with Gangsta Boo then? Why don't you do that? Put that on the damn chart. You bitch, you scared motherfucker. Your ass fucking scared of me.
Come to Union Saturday.
I'm not going to Union Saturday. You already know where we going Saturday.
Hey, I wanna ask everybody on TV on the radio show, who all coming to Union Saturday?
You?
Nah, that's what it's Ken. You know why ain't nobody coming to Union?
Why?
Cause I'm gonna be there. Boy, I don't wanna come down there wherever be at. Period. At all.
If I knew earlier that you was gonna be in Union, I'd be on your ass.
Ken, listen to me.
Hey, Larry.
I want everybody on the radio to listen for one second.
Hey, Tony. Hold on.
Yeah.
Where everybody on the radio show? Where everybody gonna be at this weekend?
Macon.
I know. Prime time gonna be in Macon too, but this ain't gonna have that G body down there. Prime time still gonna be in Macon, but that G body gonna be in Union when they're giving that $5,000.
Y'all run for motherfuckers. Y'all run for real cars. Real cars around. When Gigantor anywhere, y'all motherfuckers ain't going nowhere.
Prime time gonna be in Macon. Bam gonna be there. Bojack gonna be there. But guess what? Gates Blue gonna be up there with that $5,000. I don't know what y'all talking about. I don't know how y'all philosophy is, but I guarantee you what. Ain't now nobody gonna come up there, so I ain't got any racing with it. So Gates, they scared, they dodging Gates Blue. Big Low ain't gonna be up there. Cold Killer better not show up. Gigantor, he going to Dawson where he ain't gonna get a dime. Ain't got a chance to win a dime. Cold Killer ain't gonna race
already.
Cold Killer ain't gonna raise nobody in Macon, so he ain't gonna make no dime. Big Low going to Macon, he got a race with Goldie. But
he got two races, and
if the man say don't care a fuck if it's two cars up in G battery, he's still getting with that $5,000. So that's where I'm gonna be at. So I don't know what y'all talking about. Sunday morning when I wake up, I'm gonna have $5,000 in my pocket, or $4,500,
And Jack Gantua gonna have nothing. Cold Killer gonna have nothing. All y'all gonna have nothing because y'all trying to dodge that gangsta boo. But y'all
look,
got sense.
We always talking about gangsta boo.
Hey,
every time.
Hey, hold on. Hey,
Tony.
Now you know,
yeah.
You know, I got to ask the correct question now. Why
right.
did you run
hey.
That man that weekend, Tony?
Well, Ken. Okay, I mean Chris. Let me tell you why. You listening?
Yeah, I'm listening.
Okay. The only reason I ain't run Jack Gantua because he was running for the belt that same night. Now, we had to pull to run for that $5,000 belt. I was sitting like that. When we got ready to run for that belt, I was lined up to run Jack Gantua. We were finna run, Chris. Listen to me now. We were finna run for the belt. Jack Gantua looked at Gangsta Boo and he said, hey, Tony ain't ready. I got to test again. That man that owned that belt said, we're too late to be tested anymore. But if you want to go, you want to run Tony for the belt. And that's what we did. Now, he ain't tell you everything. Me and him was lined up, Chris.
You sitting there lying
my helmet on. I had to put my helmet up. We finna get in the car and scrap down. This man said, hold on, Tony, I got to test again. The man said, he ain't having no more testing. We finna go in race. And that's what happened, if y'all want to know the truth. Don't be talking like that. People think you're crazy, man. Y'all call me after the show. show and tell him, okay? Y'all know goddamn where that man came. That
man,
man
you,
he really
you
got
and
the
Cowboy,
out
y'all
there,
fucking
Chris.
Clowns. You, Cowboy,
tell him, Chris.
That fucking Jimmy fucking clown.
Chris,
I want
to race. See, Chris, you're wrong, Chris. You're wrong, Chris.
I'll race you
any time. Tell that man he's got a little deep out of all
time. I'm going to ass on a train track. I'll race you on a train track, bitch. I'm looking for you. I'm ready to take the boot. I want
Chris. Everybody think I'm so good
at
man, but I just got to talk to man.
I want
to keep doing people like this.
Hey, Gigantor, I do know this for a fact. Now, I get Tony a lot of hell, Gigantor, but I, now, truthfully, Gigantor, Tony will race now, so it's hard for me to see.
He won't race me.
Man.
Tony will
hey,
not
hey,
race
hey.
Me. I've been
hey,
begging
hey,
for that
hey,
chase
hey,
to race
hey,
me.
Hey, Jay Barnes.
Yeah.
Jay Barnes.
Yeah, go ahead.
Jay Barnes. Hello, Jay.
Can you hear you?
You ain't asking to me, motherfucker. Okay. So if you're gonna tell the story now, you gotta tell the story 100% right. Don't get no halfway ass stories there. You say Tony, you gotta Tony you get Tony hell, but he will race. But you gotta tell Tony will jump too now.
Well no, he know how to pick his races, but what I'm saying is that's a direct challenge. That's a direct challenge. And you know, a direct challenge like that. Tony, you know, I don't know. I mean, here,
I'm going to sell everything right now. Everybody on the
and we went
right
to Alabama.
Now.
What was Alabama then? He wasn't in
what I'm finna do.
Because you can't bitch run me in Alabama. He wouldn't even run me in Alabama.
This is what I'm finna do. Everybody on the show, and whoever want to do this, y'all finna write. Hold on, I'm going to write this down right now. Everybody who want to do this bet, I'm finna do it right now. I will leave Union alone, and I will run Jack Gantor, and I will put $300 to everybody, 200 that want to bet now, and I'm finna write their names down and who want to do it. I ain't got to go to the Union. I'm finna make a point right now. All right,
again,
trying to live. All right, Chris, how much you betting? 3-2, me and you. Hello.
God damn, Chris Mike.
Okay. Let's go to who all on the radio show want to bet 3-2? I run him head up. He can put 33s on. He can have his wheelie balls. I don't care about that. Write this down. So, when I see you, we got to pay up. All right.
But
who's the first one?
Okay. About this? Tony, can you just bet Gigantor? He just got $3,000.
Gigantor, yeah.
You don't go wrong. I got $3,000. I got $3,000. He ain't got to go so far. Tell him to come to Dallas and I got $3,000. Gangsta Boo and Gigantor, I'm coming to win. Don't tell me to put no 29s on. I'm keeping on.
I don't care what
you
put on.
All right,
I don't
then.
Care what time
you
put
do
on.
It then.
I'm talking about me and you going to race that.
$3,000.
Hold. Me and you going to do that. But I want to see who all else want to put the two up.
Well, don't worry about with nobody else. You need to worry about me and you.
No,
my $3,000 gets your $3,000.
Who else want to put 3-2 up? Jack Edgar, me and you going to run for $3,000. I want to see who else going to bet for 3-2.
I'll take $1,500 for 15. I mean, that's 13 to 1,000. That's a bet, Jay.
If I lose this race, on site I see you, I owe you $1,300.
Right.
Okay, who else now? Who next? Hell,
okay.
I ain't got to go to Union.
I thought we were going to move on past that. I covered the bet. I'm thinking, now you got enough money, Tony. You already told me. Now, Tony, be careful, because you already told you don't bet over $2,500, and you over
$2,500. There you go. Hey, Jay, you're right. I say I don't gamble for that kind of money. This ain't no gamble here, Jay.
This is a cakewalk, Jay.
God damn. Who else want to bet with this man now? Who else on the show want to bet 3-2? This ain't no gambling.
This motherfucker ain't buying a race. You can't buy no motherfucking race here, bitch. All I want to do is run you. That's it.
Jack Gantor, it's me and you locked on this 3,000. Because I ain't going to Union. It's me and you locked on this 3,000.
Me and you locked.
Okay, we locked. All right, Union is a scratch Union. All right, Jay, you 1,300. Jay, 1,300. Anybody else?
Give me that 3-2, Tony.
Huh?
It's tight, man. Give me that 3-2.
Tight, man. 3-2.
Okay.
With the Gang of all out, Tony. With the Gang of Boo too, right?
Gang of Boo too against Jack Boo too. Against Jack Antonio Regal.
Okay.
You put 33s on there.
I guess I had to ask. You know, you come to win.
Right. I don't care what ties you put on there.
Hold up, boss. Let me ask you something. I bet you probably. Go ahead and do your gamma. I'll do that. How about that?
Say what now?
I'll gamble you probably. I'll call you and make mine a bet.
No. See, I'm throwing a union race. I'm throwing a $5,000 payday away, but I'm coming to Jangetto and knock do the same $5,000 at one walk. And then
I got cover.
Okay, me and Jay lock, me and Type Man lock, and me and Jangetto a lock. That's enough for me not to go union race.
Hold up, Bob. Mine ain't locked. I'll call you.
All right, there's
good enough. Tony, listen to me. I'm a messer, but I'll wait till you finish getting your gamma down.
Well, he gonna send me. This is what I'm gonna do. I'm going to knock Giganto off quick. I'm still gonna try to make union.
My gas is gonna be before he starts.
So I'm making union.
It ain't gonna be no quick knockoff, cause you're not knocking nobody off dick for that little bitch you got.
All I gotta do is make union before first round. That's all I gotta do.
Hey, Jay Burn. Can you do one thing for me?
What's that?
Can you call the corner and tell them to pick him up about 5 o'clock Saturday? And it's going to take him a couple hours to get him all dressed up, because I'm killing that bitch.
Jay, it's me and you locked.
Yeah,
your numbers were wrong. You said a 2-3 bet, that means for my 1,000, that's 1,500 on you.
That's right.
That's 1,500.
You're right. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, 50,000.
Yeah.
Now
and
we
now,
locked
as
now.
Long as,
I mean, if Jack gets to a no race, we still locked.
What you mean? What you mean no race? What you mean? Wait. What you mean if a no race is locked? Money is in when we race.
Listen to me.
Why?
If I decide not to even go to Dallas, I owe Jay $1,500. If
okay.
I decide not to even go, I'm locked in for $1,500. See what I'm saying? I lose.
Okay.
Same way with you. If you decide not to come to North Carolina, you lose your $3,000.
North Carolina.
If you decide not to come to Dawson from North Carolina Saturday, Gigantor, you lose your $3,000.
The $3,000 is what me and you cut them two bulls on. I'm going there with
two
bulls.
Thursday night. But after that, I'm going to Union, and now G-Bad may not show up. If that man say Tony, the man will probably call me inside. Tony, you just get all the G-Bad's away. If I cannot give you $2,000 and you can go ahead on, I'm going to say, thank you, sir. Yes, I will.
I don't know who you think. You ain't
right
hearing nobody
now.
Talking.
Go right now. Ain't no G-Body want to come up there in that troll. Ken, no G-Body want that troll. They ain't coming, Ken. It's the truth. They ain't coming, Ken. They don't want that trouble, and I don't blame them neither.
But
Brother Blow had a 15 motor, 3316 Willa balls, and shit. I got him. What the hell? I give a fuck about another G-Body with 29. Come on, man.
Yeah.
You will not get into
never will, never can, bitch.
Ken.
Huh?
Ken, I think you never thought you'd see the day. Ken. I bet you thought you'd never see the day when they giving away a free $5,000 and everybody's scared to come because they're a monster up there. Ken, you never thought you'd see a day like that, would you?
Well, they don't want to try. Hey, man, they don't want to come and try that for that, man.
Because I told them, ain't no second place, third place money. It's only winner take all. $5,000. You ain't going to get second place.
Hey,
come on, man. I ain't trying to get nobody. No.
Tony,
I'm trying to get it all.
Tony, where is your race at, Tony?
Huh?
Where is the race going to be at? Yeah.
It's Union, South Carolina. It's an hour from Augusta.
All right, Union, South Carolina, y'all. Everybody want to know. But, Tony, I got to move on. My time has moved on, and we can't get no race locked in. So,
Do we anybody down there in Macon? Got anything on horsepower they want to do something with? Jamie going to be down there with Bojack. Anybody down there got some horsepower to do something with?
Is there 3 hours that want to pick up on?
Say what now? Does anybody got that Bojack running motor? Anybody got something they want to run Bojack with? There, down there, make them, the zoo. Okay, Ken. Okay, we try, Ken.
All right, y'all move on. Next story.
All right,
let me go back down here to my damn. I don't know where in the hell I was on my mic, but y'all don't got me down. We done got off that damn track so hard. Let's get back up here to, I think T-Prime, he gone. I see Wayne. Well, Wayne's still on. Wayne bad at man. And then I see Son of Badass still on him.
I'm still on here
because the motherfucker ain't scared of me, but I won't sit there. The bitch talking about lots of $3,000 in for him. When I cut them two lights on, my money's in there. He know that.
That bitch ain't nobody gonna pass up. How the hell you expect me to pass up $5,000?
You ain't gonna do shit, Tony.
You ain't gonna bust a break. You know damn well you came with me. I thought the whole bird ain't gonna posse.
When I was in Alabama, you could not get that motherfucker to put Gangsta Boo nowhere near Gantor. You know this bitch is lying. That bitch would not even run me.
You know you
would
have
run me.
You
know you
would
have
run Hood Rat. I bet
you didn't. You didn't. Yeah, you know the bet with a fast car, yeah. That's what you
bet
it with.
You run the hood, right? Yeah, it might be the hood,
yeah.
Right?
Well, I didn't see you want to run them. You didn't load to run me.
Hey.
I wanted you.
Look,
but you told me
on somebody else.
Keep running you. That's what he does. He went, that mother went and found another car for me to run just to keep me off his black ass. I'm proud of running for you, Tony. Whenever I see you, I'm fucking you up.
All y'all G-Bodies on 29s and 28s. Y'all got good sense. You better not come to Union trying to win that $5,000 for me. I feel like that $5,000 mine anyway. So you come down there like you're trying to take my goddamn money. You come down, I'm going to gap you. All y'all G-Bodies on 29. You better not come to Union Saturday trying to take my $5,000. Period. And I mean that, too. Cold Killer, Big Low, Gigantor ain't in the running. So anybody all over
I'm going to be in Dawson this weekend.
I'll be in Dawson,
and I better not see Tony Bynes nowhere in sight.
I'm mad at y'all because
if y'all don't show up, the man ain't gonna pay. If y'all don't show up, the man ain't gonna pay the whole $5,000. He probably just gonna give me $2,000 till me get the hell on. So I'm really, y'all fucking me out of $3,000. So I'm gonna take it on y'all the next pack I see now, for real. Y'all think I'm playing? You fucking me now. Y'all fucking me now. So ain't no G by the man gonna say, Tony, ain't but one G by the, ain't but one G by the up here, and I can't pay the whole $5,000, but I give you $2,000. Will you be happy? I'm gonna say, yes, sir. Going here, my own back home. Try to meet making before we close.
But listen, Tony, I'm trying to get what's going on. I got to get a man in Darlington a little halftime. What they got going on in Darlington, Gargantua?
Well, I don't know what they got going on there. First thing, that Cole, that motherfucker's in my face. I'm getting ready to fuck him up. That's who I'm going out to get. If Tony Bynes wants some, he's what we call killer. He ain't killing for one person I know of.
Right, man.
Yeah.
Right, man.
Is that
Cold Killer?
Yeah, that's
Gargantua. You know damn well you can't be no Cold Killer, man.
See, you'll
find out fucking Saturday he show up. That bitch ain't gonna show up because he know I'm going out there.
Hey,
fuck with him,
dude.
With him, dude. You can
man.
Do a phone, bitch.
Man's a
with
pain for you. Go ahead and kill him if you want to, but he's a pain for you. No goddamn way he can't be no Cold Killer car, man.
Oh, hell, wrong
man,
with him, dude.
That
motherfucker,
I tell you what.
Man, I was fucked up, man. I just climbed the hell up in a little small town car with 28 gallons.